High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
722, electricity generated from the private sector will exceed the output from Eskom generation fleet by 2025, effectively replacing the state-run utility. So this was discussed in a webinar. The utility performance has deteriorated markedly over the last couple of years, of course, that we know well. The private sector is filling the void left by Eskom in a similar fashion to how private airlines filled the void left by the collapse of SAA. For instance, in the first quarter of 2023, South Africa imported five times as many batteries as it did in the whole of 2022. Imported solar panels reached an all-time high of, listen to this number, 3.6 billion rand. Listen carefully, 3.6 billion rand in South Africa during the first 3 months of 2023. What does all this mean? Davie Ruit, he's the chief economist of the Efficient Group. He's chairman at Efficient Private Clients. Davie, good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm fantastic. Thank you. I hope the same with you.
Excellent. Thanks. This article was actually quite, I don't know, maybe comforting in a way. Not that I'm surprised, because we've certainly anecdotally started to see South Africans solving their own load shedding problems. But this article and this webinar seems to have put numbers to it. Give us your thoughts.
Yes. Well, I've done some similar kind of calculations last year, and what I've done, I've compared 2022 to 2007.
Right.
So that's a period of just over 10 years. So what I've done is that I've assumed that if you need, in simple terms, what I've done, if you need 100 units of electricity in 2007 to produce 100 units of economic activity, how does that compare to last year, to 2022? And
right,
the answer
right.
is, in 2022, if you use 100 units of electricity, we actually produce 135 units of the economy. So we've improved, roughly speaking, we are using a third less of what we used to use from Eskom. So we are gradually getting rid of Eskom. So you mentioned a figure of 50% that the private sector will produce more electricity, and I think in 2 years' time than Eskom. And I won't be surprised if we see that sooner, much sooner. Now, there are two reasons for this. Why we're using much less electricity relative to their total economic activities. The one is that we are much better at it. So there's a huge improvement in electricity efficiency. That's the one, which is a very good news story,
absolutely,
actually.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the other one is we're generating our own electricity. In fact, my electricity just went off as we speak. It just went off, and my backup system is going to kick in just now. So that indeed is a good news story as well. But in a weird kind of way, perhaps if you look at it ideologically, is that we have a government that is, let's call it the socialist government. I don't think they really understand their own ideology, but they're somewhere on the left on the political spectrum, I guess. But this same government is actually privatizing everything in the country. Of course, that is not official policy, but they sort of just... things are just stopped working. South African Airways, I think you referred to that.
Mm.
The post office is stopped working, basically. So it's being privatized.
Education, yeah. Medical,
everything.
Security in our own
well.
Areas.
Yeah.
There's pretty much, you know, you look at home affairs, you can now work through the banks. There's almost every aspect of government provision has been privatized.
Yyeah, in a way. And now the question certainly is that should we keep on paying so much taxes then if we don't get anything back from the state?
Right. Which is to me, the other problem is that instead of the government providing more to people who can't afford it, what we're seeing is this V curve where those that can afford solar and can afford education and can afford medical live the most wonderful life here in South Africa. But if you can't afford those things, then you're on a terrible trajectory into poverty.
That is not completely true.
Okay, good. Thank you. Make me feel better.
All right. First of all, your people say, like, a good example is electricity. People say we can't, people on the left, of course, they say we cannot privatize Eskom, because if we privatize Eskom, electricity prices will become too expensive and the poor won't be able to afford that. That is untrue, of course, because if you really calculate the real cost of electricity, you have to include the transfers from the taxpayer to Eskom as well. And if you include that, you will find that electricity prices are far more expensive in South Africa than what you think. Secondly, when things are privatized, so actually the point I'm making is when things are really privatized in a properly functioning market, those prices are far lower than what the state can provide if you include all the actual costs to that. And the reason for that is simply because the private sector is far more efficient than the state. The state, they've got other objectives, so there's certain political and social objectives and all that, and it costs money. And what is also important, and this is a very good example of how the state is much more efficient in than the state, and that you mentioned education as an example. That is true. Wealthier people, better off people, can send their kids to very small schools that is quite expensive, and the poor can't do that. But it doesn't mean that the poor can't send their kids to private schools. They, in fact, they are doing that. There are many relatively, well, actually quite cheap private schools that the poor are already sending their kids to. And another very good thing about education, I believe, I think education as an industry is in the midst of a revolution. And all you really need is a good internet connection, and you can send your kid to the best quality education in the world. You need the skills, of course. You need a computer and a good internet connection. And it really doesn't matter where you are. If you have those sort of things, you can actually get very cheap private privately provided education in the world. So there are many, many things where the poor can actually get access to the best quality.
Well, certainly they would. Certainly they'd benefit more from privatization than they would relying on government, because they can't rely on government. That we've seen. They can't, not for jobs, not for supply of the very basic utilities and expectations of the that other people around the world that receive. So they can't rely. The only place, the only ones they can rely on are is the private sector. And what's interesting is the way in which electricity is going. Almost fragmented way, where we each have this mini power station almost on our roofs. It becomes really very, very difficult to sort of put what's that expression, to put it back in the box, because it's there's no chance that you can ever go back to the type of supply initiatives of an Eskom, because we're all producing our own.
Well, we're making our own electricity. We're never going to trust government again, ever, to generate electricity. But, and there are rumors, I'm sure you've heard about these rumors. Of course, the politicians deny that, but there are rumors going around that the municipalities, because they're losing a lot of income now, that the municipalities are going to need some income somewhere, and they're going to start charging a tax if you have a solar panel on your roof, as an example. These are these rumors. And that brings me to a very important point, is that you just mentioned that we can't rely on the state anymore because they are simply inefficient and quite often corrupt as well. But there's another problem with the state, generally speaking, and the local authorities and national government, and that is that they've run out of money, that the fiscal constraints on the state has become really severe, is that the fiscal accounts have become unsustainable. So it's not only a matter of we can't trust them anymore because they are inefficient, the politicians in South Africa mostly, but also simply because they do not have money anymore. And that's something, as an economist, that I'm very concerned about the macroeconomy in South Africa.
And that's unfortunately all we have time for. This is a conversation we can really just continue, because absolutely fascinating. Darby Roet, Chief Economist of the Efficient Group and Chairman of Efficient Private Clients, thank you as always for your incredibly interesting inputs.